KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have dense fog and 32 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A dense fog advisory remains in effect until late this morning for the listening area. The advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. for Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties. And the dense fog advisory in effect until 10 a.m. for Cass and other surrounding counties in our listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. An investigation into an earlier incident resulted in the arrest of a man on drug charges early this morning. Red Oak police say 29-year-old Aaron Lucas Allen of Red Oak was arrested in the 400 block of Highland Avenue at around 1 a.m. on charges that include possession of meth with the intent to deliver and possession of drug paraphernalia. Allen was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $100,000 cash bond. Police in Red Oak Thursday evening arrested a Council Bluffs man wanted on a warrant out of Missouri. 49-year-old Jacob Cook of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 6:30 p.m. after Red Oak police responded to a reported verbal altercation. Cook was wanted on a valid Nottoway County, Missouri warrant for a parole violation. He was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held without bond while awaiting extradition to Missouri. And the sheriff's office reports a woman from Villisca was arrested Thursday night. 20-year-old Holly Ann Nutting was arrested at around 7:30 p.m. on a charge of domestic assault. Nutting was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. A man and woman from Kimbleton were arrested Wednesday on drug charges resulting from an investigation into the search of a home in Audubon that took place on March 13th. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said Thursday 34-year-olds Crystal Ann Richter and Michael David Lally, both of Kimbleton, were taken into custody on outstanding warrants charging them with possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Richter was arrested at an Audubon business at around 11 p.m. Wednesday. Lally later turned himself into the sheriff's office. Both have since posted bond and been released. They're scheduled to appear in front of the magistrate on December the 11th. A fire in Messina during the early morning hours of November 14th has been ruled accidental. The state fire marshal's office reports the fire that destroyed a mobile home occupied by 53-year-old Bruce Newman at 208 Pine Street in Messina was caused by an improperly shielded fireplace, the heat and flames from which caused nearby wood and wood paneling to ignite. Newman died from smoke inhalation. Officials say there was no smoke detector in the home when the blaze broke out at around 1 a.m. on November 14th, and the home was a total loss. So far this year, 36 people have died from fire-related incidents in Iowa. In five cases, there was no smoke detector in the home, and five persons died because there were no working smoke detectors or they were not equipped with batteries. One person was injured during an accident Thursday morning in Red Oak. According to the police report, just after 8:15 a.m., a westbound pickup driven by 71-year-old Dennis Reynolds of Elliott ran a stoplight at the intersection of North Broadway and West Oak Streets. The truck collided with a southbound car driven by 72-year-old Bonnie Norris of Red Oak. Norris suffered minor injuries and was transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital. Damage from the collision amounted to $6,000. Officials say Reynolds was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device. Officials at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce said yesterday they were advising businesses in the area not to take any checks from Allen or Lori Johnson, as their checkbook had been misplaced and the couple closed that account. If you have any questions, you can contact the Atlantic Chamber. A free holiday concert will take place in Atlantic this Sunday evening. The concert is being presented by Bonnison's 5 and 10 store and will be held at the First United Methodist Church beginning at 3 p.m. New to the holiday concert this year is an interactive format, including all types of music, solos, duets, instrumentals, and an encore choir. The local lineup of talent includes Paige Anstey, the Atlantic High School National Fine Arts finalist 2 years in a row. That's Anstey. And Kevin Ferguson, who will be reading Twas the Night Before Christmas. Haley Glenn of the Atlantic High School 2014 State Honor Choir, National Fine Arts finalist for 2 years in a row. Also in the lineup is BJ and Krista Hart, soloists and duet. Lee and Kelly Havemeyer, Atlantic youth pastors and music ministers. Caleb Kelly, a high school accomplished musician, national competition for public speaking, violin soloist and singer. Cheryl Sunderman and Carolyn DeLay will be directing the youth bell choir. Also, the Angels of Christmas Award, sponsored by the Cass County Health System, will be presented Sunday by Todd Hutspeth, Chief Executive Officer of the Cass County Health System. The Angels of Christmas is a tradition in Atlantic, recognizing and thanking area residents who symbolize the true meaning of the season. Angels exemplify the true holiday spirit all year long. putting others first, spreading generosity, and sharing the holiday spirit with everyone they meet. In our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, John Jacob Simons, age 43, of Des Moines, died Monday. A memorial funeral mass for John Simons will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. George Musvelt, age 90, of Irwin, died Thursday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for George Musvelt will be today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Marie Christine Johnson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Marie Johnson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Barbara Cornish, age 90, of Bayard, died Sunday at the Dallas County Hospital in Perry. Funeral services for Barbara Cornish will be this evening at 6 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home of Bayard has arrangements. Letha Davis, age 102, of the Avondale area, died Saturday in Phoenix, Arizona. Funeral services for Letha Davis will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Mary Masseur, age 78, of Harlan, died November 28th at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Masseur will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald Fiandallo, age 62, of Shelby, died Saturday in Harlan. Memorial services for Ronald Fiandallo will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald Simon, age 72, of Atlantic, died November 25th at the Cass County Hospital. No services are planned, but a visitation for Ronald Simon will be tomorrow from 11 a.m. until noon at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Darwin Jim Jensen, age 71, of Exira, died November 20th. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Jim Jensen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Susan Louise Clover, age 57, of Las Vegas, Nevada, died November 27th. A Celebration of Life service for Susan Clover will be held Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. in Las Vegas. Alma Neubauer, age 88, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Alma Neubauer will be Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richie Reiner, age 78, of Shelby, died Monday in Omaha. Memorial services for Richie Reiner will be held Monday at 11 o'clock at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. David Boyk, age 70, of Manila, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center. Funeral services for David Boyk will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. And Faye Mangles, age 78, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Faye Mangles are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.